Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
got some bad news. Former One Direction singer Liam Payne, he was 31, was found dead outside his hotel room in Buenos Aires, Argentina, after falling from his third floor balcony. Local police confirmed the incident, stating they were called to the Casa Sur Hotel in Palermo after reports of an aggressive man, possibly under the influence of drug or alcohol. Payne suffered serious injuries from the fall and was pronounced dead at the scene.
They think the aggressive man threw him off the balcony? What's the story?
They don't know.
I think he was the aggressive man.
Yeah, I think I think he was probably high or drunk or something.
Right. His former girlfriend had put a cease and desist notice on him. He's 31 and she's 23.
Well, there was a picture.
He was stalking her.
Well, there was a picture, I thought, that was
allegedly
posted minutes before he fell to his death of him with his current girlfriend or something like that in the hotel room, like a selfie, and he was shirtless.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Somebody said he was on Snap like just before it happened. Mm-hmm.
Ethan, if he's dead, you don't have to say allegedly anymore.
Oh, well.
You can say whatever you want.
I'm not sure. I'm just covering Carl's family. He's not going to sue us.
No, they're not.
Well, they might. You never know.
So, I know, right?
So has he identified as that? Or
identified as dead?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not,
pretty sure.
These days, you have to check.
Not a big One Direction fan. I know in the boy bands they all sing. Was he like the lead singer?
No, they were all lead singers.
They were. I know.
But then
they separated
a few years ago and went
many,
on. They
like
all did.
10.
Really?
Hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
I've never been a One Direction fan.
I saw them
fan.
At the Dome.
I mean, I knew that song, that mm-hmm. one song you played.
That's their biggest
deal. About it. So.
And then Harry Styles used to be in One Direction. He's the biggest.
But
yeah,
he went in another direction.
Well, Mark, that deserved it.
All right, I'm going to hopefully pronounce her name right. Carl was coaching me on this, and I'm probably still going to mess it up. Cynthia Erivo.
Yes.
She criticized a fan-made alteration of the Wicked movie poster that basically obscures her face, calling it deeply hurtful. The edited poster replaced her direct gaze with an image resembling the Broadway Wicked art, where Ariana Grande's Glinda whispers to Elphaba.
Even Mark knows that.
Yeah, I have not seen
I've
this.
I've never heard of that.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you.
Never heard that name.
You've never heard of Wicked?
I've heard of Wicked. I've never heard of that.
Elphaba?
I've never heard the name of the Wicked Witch.
Okay, all right.
Glinda.
All right, go ahead.
I don't Glinda.
Nope, yeah. It's Galinda.
Glinda.
She just becomes Glinda in the second act.
Well, I'm going to go with Glinda from the start.
Now, everyone who's excited about the Wicked movie, just remember, they're not publicizing this. It's Wicked Part 1.
Yeah, I knew it was a two-parter.
They're doing the first act in the first movie, the second act in the second movie. But they're not promoting that. So people are going to go, that's it?
And then what, take 5 years to come out with the second one?
They filmed them both at the same time. So, but next year. But it's weird that they're not saying, hey, by the way, this is in two parts.
Have they let you preview it?
No, in December.
Well, it'll come out soon enough.
So the whole point of that story was that she is mad because somebody did a retouch-up of the poster to make it look more like the Broadway poster, and she thinks it's hurtful because her face was obscured because that's how it looks on the...
Because it's a drawing
of
the picture, but I understand her hiding her face.
Yeah. I think she's soft, but
I'm sorry, but bring out the tiny violin.
Yeah, thank you.
It looks like SpaceX has filed a lawsuit against the California Coastal Commission, accusing it of political bias and blocking the company's attempt to increase rocket launches from the Vandenberg Space Force base. The lawsuit claims the commission's opposition is based on a disagreement with SpaceX CEO Elon Musk's political view. The commission, which regulates the land and water use along the California coast, ruled that commercial space launches must comply with its permitting authority.
Oh, my goodness. Of course they're targeting for that reason. They hate the fact that he endorsed Trump. Nope. You see that rocket land the other day
it
on that?
It was fantastic.
It was amazing.
We call it
cool.
Talked about it while
chopsticks.
You were gone.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
It's funny. I saw a quote from Elon Musk, and he's like, you know, I'm sending rockets to Mars and all these things, and you guys expect me to be a normal dude? You know? I mean, he's weird. I think everyone would agree with that.
I saw one of them with the camera mounted on the side of the rocket, so mm-hmm. I've seen it from every angle. But this one, you can actually see the rocket slowly going down and the arms grabbing it. I mean, That's just mind-blowing.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it was cool. Some Black Friday news for all you Taylor Swift fans. Target is partnering with Taylor Swift for exclusive releases, including the Taylor Swift The Eras Tour book and the Tortured Poets Department The Anthology album on vinyl and CD. You can get the book. It's going to be about $40. The album containing 35 tracks, priced about $18 for CD, $60 for vinyl. These exclusives will be happening on November 29th. That's when you can start.
Yeah, no. Another reason not to go to Target, Kim.
I know.
Another reason not to go to Target.
I'll out myself. It was like, what, a year and a half, 2 years, I didn't go to Target. I went back for the first time. Oh. I had to return something, and I've gone back a couple times since.
Ouch.
It's fine. I admit to it.
Yeah, it's better than Walmart.
But honestly, here's the problem. So many of these companies are corrupt. Amazon, Walmart, Target. I mean, you name it. There's something I could find with each company. Yeah, DEI, all sorts
Walmart,
of nonsense.
Yeah.
No, Walmart's done some sketchy
Walmart's
stuff, too.
Walmart's done the Cronkies. Or the Waltons.
Not even just that. They've done other stuff I don't agree with.
A Royal Caribbean International passenger is suing the company and a former crew member after the employee allegedly hid cameras in her cabin bathroom.
That's nice.
The class action lawsuit was filed on behalf of the guests identified as Jane Doe and all other similarly situated passengers. This happened on Tuesday. The guy's name is Arvin Joseph Marisol, a former stateroom attendant. He was capturing images of guests while they undressed and engaged in private activities.
I think that's going to become a class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
Because now everybody who's ever been on that ship will claim they too were recorded. Think about it. Oh,
and you don't know if you were or not.
Wouldn't it be the attorneys who have to watch that footage now as part of it, right?
Yeah,
so now other people are watching it. I mean, talk about trauma.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.